Welcome to the Think Like a CFO podcast, where we dig into not only what it takes to start a business, but to keep your business thriving for years to come using my signature CFO money method framework. I'm your host, Melissa Houston, and I am a CPA and business financial coach. I have over 20 years of experience in business, and it is my passion to share my knowledge of business finance and personal finance with other women. You can also follow me with my column at Forbes.com or my column with Entrepreneur.com. Hello, hello. I'm so happy to have this time together with you today. Today it's episode 13. I can't believe how much fun it's been creating this podcast. If I look back to the beginning when this was just a thought, I remember I was truly terrified. But now I look forward to sharing this time with you. It's so much fun, and I love to get to know each and every one of you. And if I've helped one person, that is enough for me to truly keep going with this podcast. I know it sounds cheesy, I know everybody says that, but it's true. Like, I really just want to help. There's so much information out there. There's so many women who are conflicted about their finances, and I just want to show them, like, you know what? It's not that bad. Like, once you get a system in place, and I've seen this time and time again with my clients, they're like, wow, like, this is actually fun. I can do this. They feel confident. They feel self-assured. So that's just, it's cheesy, but it's enough for me to keep going. So I really appreciate you tuning in, and I'd love for you to reach out to me if you have any questions or comments on any episode. I'm here to serve you, so if you want more information on a topic or want me to interview more guests with a certain background, please let me know and I will do so. You can always email me at info@melissahoustoncpa.com. I respond to everything personally, so I do look forward to hearing from you. Even if you just want to say hello, it would be so great to hear you, you know, reach out and say hi. So today in this solo episode, I will be talking about the importance of giving. Giving back to your community. With the hustle and bustle of the holidays, even though it's a little bit of a different feel this year and everything is just really different, it's still the season of giving. We have our lists, we're still shopping, it's just a little different. Gatherings might be smaller, there may be less holiday parties to attend, so you may have some extra time to sit back and appreciate what this holiday season does have to offer. And while you take the time to reflect on what the holiday season truly means, I want to talk to you about charitable giving. It's the end of the year, and people sometimes take an inventory of what's gone on in the past year. And yes, 2020 has been a challenge for many. Absolutely. But if you're one of the people that are not financially challenged or challenged on their time or anything, I really invite you to listen to this episode with open mind and open heart. Chances are you've been given gifts, opportunities, and help along the way. And I encourage you to pay it forward as well. So either as a business or an individual, I encourage everyone to audit their own practice of giving. I want to talk about some reasons why it's important to give back to the community as a business. Investing in your community is a great way to give back to those who have helped support you and your business. Volunteer groups and nonprofit organizations do so much to help the communities that we are all a part of, but they can't do it alone. Many people really enjoy the intangible benefit of giving. It's a pleasant feeling of connectedness and the satisfaction of at least trying to make the world a better place. However, there are also tangible benefits. It contributes to bettering the community and can also serve as good publicity for your business. Giving back to the community is an excellent way to promote your business and get the word out about the products or services that you offer. Plus, if you give enough, you'll also be able to use this charitable deduction on your income tax. But, you know, that sounds kind of sleazy and, you know, we really like to believe that we give out of the bottom of our hearts. But sometimes we need an incentive too because, you know, we are human and we are businesses that are really trying to generate income, especially during these trying times. Local newspapers are filled with photos of business people presenting checks to the directors of charitable organizations, which offers great publicity. It helps you get known in the community as well. Charities and nonprofit organizations are only too happy to recognize donors by thanking them in published literature, websites, and at supported functions. Partnering with a charity to sponsor an event is great exposure for your business. Plus, potential customers like patronizing businesses that reach out to help others. I know, like for me, if I know an organization supports an organization that I really care for or really feel a strong connection to, I would generally support that business as well. Supporting charities and attending charitable events is also a great way for networking. In addition to gaining customers, you may have the opportunity to meet other business people and develop relationships with complementary businesses. Many businesses use their normal promotional venues to mention their favorite charities by adding statements such as "proud supporter of" to business taglines on emails, websites, and on social media postings like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Pinterest. Successful members of the community have the resources to help those who are less fortunate and contribute to the common good. When establishing a budget for upcoming fiscal years, it's a good idea to create a specific line item for charitable giving. This might, for example, represent a specific percentage of revenue to be divvied up among multiple organizations. By planning for the expense, you're much less likely to feel the impact to your bottom line. And even when revenues are lower than expected, you can view this expense as a public relations investment. And it is a really good public relations investment. So let's talk about a couple of ways, or a few ways. I've got a list of ways here that your business can support the community that involves more than just writing a check. Because giving is not just about check writing. It's very important because it's really a great way to distribute the wealth to people who really need it. I mean, if your profit margins are insane or your profit line is nice and fat, it's always a good way to share the wealth. But if you have a strong sense of community, but your bottom line might not be so fat, what you could do too is enter a float in an annual parade or help decorate the town at Christmas. Or you could sponsor a youth sport team, because sometimes they have, I know in hockey, when my son played hockey, they had those name bars on their jerseys where if they got support from a local community business, it could go on there. And it's a great way because a lot of people watch the sports and they see the businesses out there that are supporting their community and they're more likely to patron those places. You could donate the use of a delivery vehicle or other resources for a local function. That's a really good idea. Offer your business services at a local event. So, oh yeah, like when they're looking for auction gifts, you can offer your services or you can donate a gift. Donate a portion of your sales to a charity on a particular day. You know, like how Tim Hortons has their camp day. Or you could have if you have a physical location, you could have a coin donation box or sell tickets for a charity event at your business location. Give a charitable or community group a meeting or workspace on your premises for free. Hey, that's a good idea too. I mean, really, these are just ideas. The options are limitless. Like there's tons of ways you can give. I know for a few companies that I've worked for in the past, we all had a volunteer day where we can go and volunteer our services for a day to help. Like I used to go at a senior's home and plant the flowers and do the landscaping. It's just things that they can't afford to do, like hire out and get done. It's a really great way to support the community and show that businesses around them really do care. I mean, the idea is to contribute all year. Like our hearts go out to others, especially during the holiday season, but there are always ways for you to help the less fortunate, and the help is really needed all year. Give what you can regularly to charities that make a difference in your community. And in addition to being more helpful throughout the year, consistent giving also is more likely to keep your business on the top of people's minds. So it's not just around the holiday season. We are just talking about it right now because it is the season of giving. But it is food for thought to always budget for giving in your local community. Giving back to society enhances your life. What's the first thing you want to do when you receive incredible news? Chances are you reach out to someone who you feel is important in your life and you want to share that news with them, whether it be your spouse, your best friend, your mom, your dad, whoever. We rely on the people around us for emotional support, whether it's in good times or bad times. As much as this need for connection is ingrained in us, it also goes the other way. This is the essence of giving back to your community, supporting others in the ups and downs of life, just as they've supported you. This is so moving and so important. Why is giving back to the community important? As human beings, we have the innate need to contribute to those around us. Whether it comes in the form of something small, like being there for a friend in need, or something massive, like contributing financially to a worthwhile cause, we realize the importance of giving back to society. I mean, that's why we have these GoFundMe pages and stuff, you know, for people who otherwise don't have the means. Like not too long ago, when there was a GoFundMe page for a woman who lost her son, single mother, couldn't afford to bury her son. And they did a GoFundMe page. And of course, the community just helped out, you know, the donations were incredible. And it was a good feeling to be able to help this woman, you know, a single mother. She had 5 children, lost one. It was just such a sad story, but the community could help her in one way. They can't take the pain away, but they could help her bury her son. So why is giving back to the community important? The importance of giving back to society can't be understated. And that's because the secret to living is giving. If you really think about it, what is life all about? It creates meaning. How do you create meaning in your life? It's not about what you do for yourself. It's about how you're able to better the lives of the people around you, your loved ones, your friends, your family, the people in your community, and the lives of people somewhere else in the world, people you don't know, people who are hungry and can't afford to eat. I mean, that's happening all over the world right now. I mean, these are stressful financial times. So meaning never comes from what you get from the situation. It comes from what you give. So how can you start realizing the importance of giving back? So I also put together some strategies for giving back, just to give you some ideas about thinking of your community and how you can help during this time. You know, we all feel pretty helpless right now because most of us are still holed up in our houses or apartments or whatever. We're not getting out as much as we used to. And, you know, at times it can feel like we're the only ones suffering. But if we take a step back and we look at like how good our situation is, and we realize that we could really help and make a difference in someone's life, even if it's just one life, you know, that's a really good feeling. So there are tons of reasons to give back to the community. Let's see. One of them is to make an impact. So looking to make a real lasting difference, unlike any other aspects of your life you may not be able to control, volunteering or giving monetarily allows you to choose where and how you make a difference. It's easy to get inspired with a cause you truly care about, and it's rewarding to see the direct impact. So I know me personally, I love to give to the food bank. Every time I go grocery shopping, I always grab a bag and put it in the cart and leave it in the food bank box. That makes me feel good because, and it's not just at the Christmas season, but it's throughout the year because the need doesn't go away, especially this year. My small donation every week, I'm sure, you know, if it adds up over a year, I've made quite an impact. It strengthens communities. From cleaning up a street to reading to kids at the local library, you can enhance your own life by improving the areas where you work, live, and play. A strong community with a high quality of life means safer, healthier lives for you and those around you. And sometimes, you know, when I read my community Facebook groups and stuff like that, I think some people lose focus on the meaning of community. And really, if you just kind of take away like the judgment and stuff and realize that we're all doing our best, and it's not an easy time to be going through right now. And you just feel better if you can help somebody else. And if you've lost touch of that feeling and how good it can feel to help someone, you may want to think about that and revisit it. Another benefit of giving is you can meet other people. Maybe not so much right now because they are limiting volunteer activities. But if you're looking to broaden your network or find others with similar interests, volunteering is a great outlet for meeting others. So local clubs or organizations can put you face to face with people right in your community. And it's easy to bond over a shared passion. you can create lasting friendships with those who may not have otherwise met you in your day-to-day grind. And for some people, if you're interested in advancing your career, you could volunteer to sit on a board. That always looks good on the resume. There's a lot of professionals out there who volunteer, and it's, you know, near and dear cause to them. And, you know, it's a great way to get out there and meet them. Another reason, it improves your health. So yes, volunteering can actually be good for you. Studies have shown that volunteering makes people feel physically healthier. It manages chronic health conditions and it lowers stress. Because I'm no biologist here, but I know that when you do something good and you feel good about it, there's some chemical in your brain that gets released, like exercise or whatever. So that's why giving is a good feeling, because chemically we feel good when we do it. I love to give. Okay, take the lead. So often what a great effort needs most is a great leader. And this is a really good idea too, because if you see a cause that needs a push or a group that needs to be heard, take the lead. Many find leadership rewarding in itself because the opportunity to share your passion, value, and inspiration with others. When you take a leadership role, you also have the ability to shape the world around you in the ways that you choose. So if you see something going on that you just don't approve of, you're not liking, stand up and get out there and make the change. Be the change that you want to see in the world. Share your expertise. Everyone has a skill or experience from which someone else can benefit. If you aren't putting your talents to their best use in your everyday life, or even if you are, volunteering can be a prime way to share. Get out in your community and put your skills, either your teaching or sewing or playing sports with kids, coaching. If you're helping someone, you may be surprised at how your abilities sharpen when you share your knowledge as well. There's a lot of benefits. And as I said, you know, maybe physically we're a little held back from our volunteering, but maybe, you know, they've done online volunteer groups, you know, online teaching classes or whatever, what have you. I'm sure people have gotten very innovative over the last few months. Improve your skills or learn new ones. You want to learn basic carpentry or learn how to cook? Or discover how something works. You know, maybe you can't afford to take a class, but volunteering for these classes are free. So why not begin your learning at no charge with an organization that offers an opportunity where you can learn by doing? That's not a bad idea. And find new opportunities. Doors open when you volunteer. You can widen your social network, discover an organization in your community, or finally talk to the person you've always seen on the bus. Who knows? You may even stumble across your dream job. You never know what's going to happen with the opportunities of meeting new people and connecting with people. I mean, sometimes I wonder if connection is a lost art. I mean, especially in 2020, because we are so secluded in our houses behind our computers and stuff. So it can be difficult for people at times to make a connection this day and age. So, you know, just remember there are groups of people out there on Zoom. Or when the situation betters and we can actually get out and start living somewhat of a normal life. You know, if you feel like you're lacking something in your life, volunteering might be a great way to go. And the final reason you might want to continue volunteering or consider volunteering is because it feels good. It's just worth a reminder that volunteering and helping people, whether it's with your time, your money, whatever the case may be, your intelligence, you have a special skill that you can donate, whatever it is, it feels good when you help people. And it feels good to be appreciated because, you know, most of the time when you do help someone, they will appreciate it. So there are so many amazing ways you can give back to your community as either an individual or as a business. And I encourage you to explore these different ways. After all, this season was created for giving, and I encourage you to spread the love. So I'm wishing you a happy holiday season filled with love and good health.
Thanks for listening to the Think Like a CFO podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe and share this episode with someone you think would love it. Until next time, I'm Melissa Houston, and remember, nobody will ever care about your business as much as you do, so never give your financial power away.